This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Today, Vermont Congressman Peter Welch is being sworn in for his seventh term in Congress. VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors is also in Washington today. When I spoke with Liam earlier, he was outside the press gallery in the basement of the Capitol, and he told us what he's doing in Washington and why he's following Peter Welch around.
I'm spending some time this month in D.C., really spending time with Congressman Peter Welch to sort of see how he's going to operate in the new Congress right now. You know, he's now in the majority in the House of Representatives as a Democrat, and he's on two prominent committees. And we were curious, and I was curious to see how is the dynamic of power different in Washington now with divided government, and how is Vermont's sole representative in the House going to navigate that, and what is he going to do?
And so you're going down back and forth to D.C. a couple of times this month?
Yeah, I'll be back down mid-next week for about a week and a half or so to kind of really get the lay of the land.
But not coincidentally, you're there for a very big day on the Hill today. Take us through what's happening this afternoon.
This afternoon, the new session of Congress is going to be starting. And, you know, that's normally a day of a lot of pomp and ceremony. And, you know, you've got new people coming in and starting their very first session of Congress. It's really exciting and probably a pretty emotional day for folks.
It is an emotional day, especially for new members. Does Congressman Welch have family members coming down to see him installed again?
He mentioned that. Yeah, he mentioned to me yesterday that he was hoping that a couple of his grandkids were going to be there. So I think he's expecting to have some family here and might see them later at the more ceremonial swearing in later this afternoon as well.
Liam, Nancy Pelosi is expected to become Speaker of the House today for the second time. What has Congressman Welch told you about how he'll be voting?
Congressman Welch will be voting again for Nancy Pelosi to be Speaker of the House. You know, earlier this year during the election and right after, he said he hadn't committed yet. But at this point, he said, yes, he's definitely going to vote for the Speaker.
Also, during all of this excitement and all of this pomp and circumstance that comes with the start of a new Congress, we are, of course, still in a government shutdown. We're on day 13 today. Does Peter Welch have any role in the negotiations to try to end the shutdown?
Well, I mean, you know, he'll be voting on legislation in the House, and, you know, he's very concerned with it. That was the first thing that Congressman Welch said to me after saying hello when I met him in the airport, was how frustrating it is for him to be seeing all these TSA workers who are still on the job.
And now they're not getting paid. And here I am walking through, and we're going to vote tomorrow to try to reopen government and get their paychecks resumed. But it's a very human situation where these folks have mortgages, rent.
And Welch said that the House will be considering bills today that would reopen the government, basically two spending bills, one that would fund most all parts of government except for the Department of Homeland Security. That would be a separate funding bill that would kind of allow the Democrats and the Republicans and the president to negotiate just on the funding for the Department of Homeland Security and border security without shutting down the rest of government.
So it sounds like Congressman Welch is just a rank and file member of Congress insofar as he's voting on the bills, but not deeply involved in negotiations or in trying to whip up support among Republicans.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
OK, so he's not involved in specific negotiations as far as the shutdown goes, but he does have some influence and some power on the committees that he's expected to be on as the new Congress convenes. Can you talk to us a little bit about where he sits?
Right. So Congressman Welch expects that he'll be back on Energy and Commerce, which is a pretty sought-after committee and covers a broad range of things, you know, from environmental issues to health care and whatnot. And those are some of the things that he told me really excited to work on, especially around healthcare. And here's some of what he plans to do.
It's a tremendous opportunity for me in the majority in Energy and Commerce to push hard on prescription drug pricing, try to defend the Affordable Care Act, but really to go beyond that to try to address the exploding cost of healthcare in whatever kind of healthcare system you have, paid for by taxpayers or individuals or employers.
And Congressman Welch also expects to be back on the Committee of Oversight and Government Reform, which is going to be chaired by Democrat Elijah Cummings. And that's going to be a committee that's going to be pretty busy this session. They're expected to be doing a lot of the investigations into Donald Trump and the administration.
I think there'll be both a very ambitious agenda by Elijah Cummings, but with proper restraint. It's not going to be just the red-hot pursuit of Donald Trump all the time. We'll be looking at things that we should be But we've got to have some restraint here as well.
Now, Congressman Welch, Liam, has always shied away from saying that he would vote to impeach President Trump. Has he told you anything different?
He hasn't. He definitely cautioned just a lot of restraint. Like, I think as he mentioned there in that clip, he thinks there needs to be good, strong investigations of the president and the administration and government in general. But he definitely thinks that needs to be tempered with restraint because he really wants to try to see if he can get Congress working again. And, you know, we'll see what he can do on that over the course of the time I'm here. But he definitely is cautioning restraint, but detailed investigations as well.
Liam, as I mentioned before, you're in D.C. now. You'll be going back. And this is actually part of coverage for an upcoming episode of Brave Little State. So what does this project actually look like and how can listeners get involved?
Well, we're hoping that people will be sending us their questions. We're collecting questions right now about what folks in Vermont want to know about Congressman Welch, his role in Congress, and sort of what his priorities are going to be in the new session. And so you can go to bravelittlestate.org to submit those questions and let us know what you'd like to know. And we'll be investigating some of those questions over the course of my reporting here and putting it together in an episode.
Why is it important for you to be in D.C.? Why are these questions that can't just be answered, for example, in tomorrow's Vermont edition when Congressman Welch will be on the show?
It's one thing, and it's an important thing to be able to ask questions directly, like in interviews like on Vermont edition. But, you know, it's another thing to be with Congressman Welch on the ground here in D.C., watching how he navigates and moves through the environment here. And that's something that you won't necessarily get just from doing a one-on-one interview. So I'll be spending some time following Congressman Welch around through D.C. while he's going to meetings and sort of watching what his process is like and what kind of the work looks like on the ground here.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about what comes out of your reporting. VPR's Liam Elder Connors, thanks very much.
Thanks, Jane.
And if you want to contribute a question about Congressman Welch and Vermont's status in Congress, you can find the submission form at bravelittlestate.org.